Have you counted your blessings lately? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are really starting to get on your nerves, they're driving you crazy, you're about ready to scream, you're starting to think very evil things about those people, stop, okay? You know what I'm going to say next. If you're a regular listener to the program, I always quote the song from the musical Les Miserables. To love another person is to see the face of God. Isn't that our destiny? I mean, if you really believe in heaven, what are we going to do in heaven? We're going to gaze on the face of God. It's called the beatific vision. What a joy, huh? What a great joy. Now, St. Catherine of Siena said it's heaven all the way to heaven. So how do we gaze on the face of God while we're still here on earth? Well, it comes down to this idea. To love another person is to see the face of God. To become that domestic mystic that I talk about all the time. An everyday person, not specially given unique gifts, just the capacity to know that God dwells in us, in every one of us. Some people do terrible damage to the image of God that's dwelling in them. They put layers of unlikeness on top of it. They squander the opportunity to make it very evident to people that they are God with skin on. But nonetheless, those of us who are called to really follow Jesus Christ, and I don't think you would listen to my radio program, at least not regularly, if you didn't feel like you want to follow Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. I really believe that if you're a regular listener to this program, you have a sense of what it means to take the place of God in the situation you find yourself in, at home, at work, at school, on the road, on vacation, shopping, eating, drinking. We do that all for the honor and glory of God, Paul tells us. Okay, let me share with you today's scripture quote. It's from John chapter 15, verse 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Okay. Well, given that life is not easy, the theme of my preaching when I'm given a parish mission is life is difficult, but God is good. Given the fact that life is not easy, how do you have a joy that's complete? Well, now let me connect that thought to the way I began the program today. I asked you at the beginning of the program, have you counted your blessings today? How often do you count your blessings? Do you have a grateful heart? It's like the priest had asked a little boy once in the Catholic grade school, do you say your prayers every day? And he said, no, not every day. Some days I don't need anything. If we would count our blessings, we would not fall into moodiness. We would not fall into feeling like we're victims. We would not become crabby. We would not become whiners. Got to count your blessings. Here's a little litany I use every day. I've used this before in a program. I like to use it a couple times a year. Let me use it today. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. Amen. Amen. I call it my litany of thanksgiving. I find that when I am thankful, I'm joyful. I think they go hand in hand. When you count your blessings, how could you not be joyful? One of the Psalms says, heaven and earth are filled with the glory of God. How is earth filled with the glory of God? Well, you have to be, you have to develop a certain insight here, because there's so much bad news in the media. So many sad things do happen. But, you know, let me quote the poem by Browning. Earth is crammed with heaven, and every common bush aflame with God. But only those who see take off their shoes. The rest sit around the bush plucking berries. Huh? The glory of God. St. Irenaeus said, the glory of God is when we are fully alive. And I think we're fully alive when we give thanks, when we count our blessings. There are certain times of the year when people are especially aware of their blessings, like at Christmas time. But I think it is very dangerous only to focus on it at Christmas. We have to do it all year long. Let me read you something that Jimmy Dean wrote. It's called Drinking from My Saucer. I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now. But I don't worry about that much. I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I sowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. I don't have a lot of riches, and sometimes the going's tough. But I've got three kids that love me, that makes me rich enough. I just thank God for His blessings and the mercies He's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. I remember times when everything went wrong and my faith got a little bit thin. Then all at once the dark clouds broke and that old sun peeked through again. So Lord, help me not to gripe about the tough rows that I've hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup is overflowed. And if God gives me strength and courage when the way grows steep and rough, I'll not ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help another bear his load. Then I'll keep drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. You know, that is so powerful. It's all a matter of perspective, right? It's having the right attitude. You know, I don't think Judas ever got to that point in his life. You'd almost have to believe for sure that he didn't. Because Judas was all caught up in what he needed, what he wanted. All caught up in the glitter of money. You know, money, says the Holy Bible, is the root of all evil. Greed, huh? I pray regularly that people who are greedy will have a conversion in their life. Judas, I don't think, was really a happy person. I don't think he had much joy in his life. I think he was always looking for the next piece of coin, money, to give him satisfaction. But, you know, that's so fleeting. What about you? Have you counted your blessings lately? You know, the famous black comedian Bill Cosby said, joy in the midst of adversity. You can turn painful situations around through laughter. If you can find humor in anything, even in poverty, you can survive. So you see the connection between joy and gratitude? Now, you're going to be tempted to say to me, well, that's easy for you to say because your life is easy. Nah, you know what? My life is not all that easy. Yeah, but you seem to be so joyful all the time. I work at it. I do. You got to work at it. Especially with all the bad news in the world. Listen to the three excuses that people often have that keeps them from being joyful, that keeps them from counting their blessings. The first one I call the if-only people. They say, well, if only this, then I could be joyful. If only this, I can be content. If only, if only, if only. They spend their life going, if only. And then the second group of people I described as the what-if people. They're afraid to be joyful. They don't really want to count their blessings because what if something terrible happens? They have this convoluted thinking that makes them think if they focus too much on their blessings will stop coming. And then there's the third group that I call the yes but people. Yes, I know I've been blessed, but life is difficult. I know that. But you can't always be happy. You can't always be joyful. You got to be super serious sometimes. Yes, but. Well, if you're an if only or a what if or a yes but person, do you know how much energy that you're spending, and it's wasted energy? Do you know that you might be playing God in some subtle way? Do you realize that you're not a lot of fun to be around if you don't express joy and gratitude in your life? I say count your blessings. And do it more once a day. And don't just count the big blessings, count the small blessings. And if you count your blessings, they'll keep increasing. You'll be even more aware of them. You know who I want you to pray for today? Ship captains. These are the people, whether they do it in commercial ships or if they do it in cruise liners, they have a responsibility to keep the people or their cargo safe, get them there on time. I've been on the ship a number of times, and you know, you want to make sure that you pray for these captains so there's no terrible accidents, so people don't drown, so the boat doesn't go down, so that they are skilled in their trade. Please pray for ship captains today. May God bless them. Today's food for thought goes like this. Learn to enjoy your own company. You are the one person you can count on living with for the rest of your life. Good, huh? Some people can't live with themselves. They don't like themselves. They don't find it easy to live with themselves. How sad is that? Enjoy your own company. Now, let me see if I can make you smile with today's small attempt at humor. A man writes, "My appointment as pastor coincided with the church's appeal for aid for victims of a hurricane. Unfortunately, on my first Sunday in the parish, the center page of the church bulletin was accidentally omitted. So members of the congregation read from the bottom of the second page to the top of the last page, with the page in between skipped, and here's how it read. Welcome to the Reverend Andrew Jensen and his family. ... The worst disaster to hit the area in this century. The full extent of the tragedy is not yet known." That's good. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Just let me hear from you. I love to hear from my listeners. Drop me a note. Let me know if you have any special intentions you want me to pray about. Or let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. You can send a check to help me keep my hospital for the poor open in Mexico. Make it the TASH, Tash, Inc. My address, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord.